Do you have to always be trustworthy in terms of the subjects you're filming? No. They're criminals or fascists or any other group that you don't like. Why would you need to be trustworthy? Lie and cheat your way in to get the information. The only trustworthiness that is required is that you make it quite clear where you're coming from to your audience. I mean, there's an argument about Luntzmann's famous 9 hours disgusting documentary about the Holocaust, disgusting because he re-traumatizes the victims, right? It's not disgusting because he lies his way in to talk to these unrepentant concentration camp guards. I mean, I think that's a public service. So I don't know that you need to have the trust of the subject always. I can think of lots of situations in which you don't need to have that. Okay. What you have to do is, in some way, make sure the audience know who you are. It's not that the trust with the audience is more important. I don't think you have much duty of trust to the audience anyway. What I'm talking about is the filmmaker. I'm saying what the filmmaker should do. The filmmaker ought to represent themselves in such a way in the film somehow that they are being true to their own vision and they are not lying, right? In fact, you could make a critique of Broomfield that he constantly represents himself as being a bumbling oaf, which is, in fact, a sort of lying narrator, because he isn't a bumbling oaf, right? I mean, there's a moment in Kurt and Courtney, where he seizes the microphone in front of 3,000 diners in Hollywood at a very swanky dinner and starts berating the crowd, you know? And as I said, when I commented on this film, he's suddenly far more James Bond than Hugh Grant, which is what he usually plays. So the persona of Broomfield on the screen is completely fictitious, really. In that sense, I don't think that's a particularly good thing, although he does it for good purpose and increasingly recently has been doing it for great purposes, I think. But the fact of the matter is that the bottom line ethically ought to be that you are representing who you are to the audience. That's not the same as saying the audience should trust you. In fact, the audience should not trust you, because the appropriate stance in a democracy is to be extremely dubious about anything you're told, in my view. As regards the subject, yes, you should always be sympathetic to the subject, unless you're engaged in an investigation to expose the subject's misfeasance or criminality or something, and then in which case that's fine. You can lie and cheat your way in there. But the thing that has to stay in the middle, I think, is that you are, in some way, representing who you are to the audience properly.